Happy Valentine's Day to House of Cards fans, and your gift, a weekend of binge watching. The political thriller is an original series produced by Netflix, and today all 13 episodes of the new season, the show's second, are available. Our own David Greene got a sneak peek.
House of Cards paints one nasty picture of Washington. It's the story of Frank Underwood, a cold and calculating congressman. His wife, Claire Underwood, is just as evil. The couple thirsts for power and usually gets what they want. Right from the start of season two, we see Claire as her manipulative self. She's confronted by a former employee who is suing her. The woman's pregnant, in need of medication. Claire has arranged to cut off her health care to pressure the woman into a deal.
You realize what you're doing is
civil, not criminal.
Have you thought this out? Because when we go to court...
You mean 6 months from now? You're expecting in four, no? That's 4 months without the medicine you need. I'm willing to let your child wither and die inside you if that's what's required. But neither of us wants that. Now tell me, am I really the sort of enemy you want to make?
Robin Wright plays Claire Underwood. She earned an Emmy nomination for the role. She and the creator of the series, Bo Willimon, came in to chat with us. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi.
Robin Wright, I want to begin with you. Do you like the character you're playing here? She's evil.
Oh, I don't see her as evil. She's just very responsible.
Okay.
I have to like her. I love playing it, actually. It's the most fun to be as scheming and calculating and successful. How great.
The characters certainly don't see themselves as evil. Frank and Claire don't necessarily operate on the same ethical spectrum that a lot of people do. The choices they make are for political expediency and the advancement of their own ascent to power. One of the big questions that House of Cards asks is, what are these two people capable of? It's a question that they're constantly forced to answer, both to themselves and to us, the audience.
Well, Bo Willimon, what is your fascination with power?
Power is something that pervades all of our lives, not just in the workplace, but at home, between our loved ones, and sometimes in very simple ways. If someone butts in front of you in line at the grocery store, that's an act of power. You know, with this show, what we see are two people who make a living masterfully playing the power game.
You bring up the interplay between Frank and Claire, and this marriage, I mean, it is so transactional in a way. It's so calculating. Can love exist in a relationship like that?
First of all, I'd say all relationships are transactional. Love is transactional. How much you give yourself to someone, how vulnerable you're willing to let yourself to be. And that's no different for Francis and Claire. I think they deeply love one another. There's extreme mutual respect, and they rely on each other's strength. If they didn't have love, then I don't think they would be able to persist the way they do for as long as they have.
Great quote that I read that did the article on Bo for the New York Times, I think. And he said the new vows for Francis and Claire Underwood would be an ambition and venality and mutual gain forever and ever. You couldn't sum it up better than that.
Very nice. Not a wedding I would want to go to, right, but it's... Well, there do seem, Robin Wright, to be some moments where love doesn't feel transactional, where there's a real purity and vulnerability to it.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're referring to season one, what was beautiful in that Bo wrote is how it came to the surface, how it started to emerge, the vulnerability, which is, at the end of the day, we're all human, as venal as they can be, and corrupt. They're still human underneath it all.
In the first season, there was one character, a female reporter, who tried to sleep with the congressman, Frank Underwood, to get scoops, and ultimately she was basically being used, being played by him. There were some female journalists in Washington who suggested that wasn't a really accurate portrayal. I mean, what do you think overall of the show's portrayal of women?
Well, we're not trying to portray all of media through Zoe Barnes.
She was the reporter, right?
She's not meant to be a prototype for the way that all journalists work. And I actually think you characterized it a little wrong in terms of the relationship with Francis, because she does show up that first time to his house. And when she tries to play the sexual card, that does not impress him. He has no interest in that. And it's her intelligence, her insight, her perceptiveness that ultimately makes Francis think that she might be formidable. And the bargain is not necessarily one of if we sleep together, you get your scoops. It becomes a complicated dance between these two people, one who has power and one who wants access to it.
Robin Wright, did some of that criticism get to you at all?
No, because we're doing a fictionalized serial. It's a political drama. Yeah, it's sensationalized in many ways, and it's also a great template, like any fictionalized piece. You know, don't take it so personally. Even though it's true, in Washington, I've had a couple of politicians approach me, and I said, "Can you tell me what is inaccurate about the show?" And they said, "Well, I have to tell you, it's about 99% accurate." If we're talking about
really?
it's like an instruction manual almost for for DC. And I
That's
said,
well, a little frightening.
What's the 1%? And he said, you wouldn't get an education bill passed that fast.
You know, the series that your show is often compared to is West Wing. And in the late 90s, some people saw that show portrayed the Washington that people were dreaming of at that time. What role does House of Cards play if we think about Washington at this moment?
There's something very attractive about a congressman like Frank Underwood. You may not condone what he does, but you cannot deny the fact that he gets things done. He poses the question, or the show does, do the ends justify the means? We don't answer that question, but at least there's ends there. And right now in Washington, we often don't even have the ends.
You feel like you're tapping into a certain frustration with Washington right now that some people feel.
I think so. I mean, there's also something delicious about a character, well, and this is true of both Francis and Claire, who refuse to play by the rules. We often wish that we could unshackle ourselves from rules and convention, and these two people have. We see two liberated people. That doesn't mean that they don't brush up against reality all the time. They don't have obstacles they need to overcome or push through, but they themselves are bound to no one but each other.
Well, House of Cards, the second season, is released by Netflix today. We've been speaking to the show's creator, Bo Willimon, and actress Robin Wright. Thank you both so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.